93 minutes nonstop commercial free. The Gozario Speedwagon Dog and Joe Show. This is good news. Cops, two patrol officers Thursday night up in Folsom. They swing by this house. Cops show up at this house. Police said they saw 100 rabbits. Okay, and they're like, what the hell? 100 rabbits? So then they go inside the house. They find more rabbits. According to the municipal code in Folsom, you can only have 2 rabbits per home if you live in Folsom, which is still in Sac County. Really? I mean, how many dogs can you have? That seems like an odd number. You can only have 2 rabbits if you live in Folsom.
Maybe it's because it's not countrified, per se.
Rabbits breed?
Yeah.
I mean, hell, I don't know. So they go to this house. I don't know if they were tipped off or what. They go inside and they find out there's not 100 rabbits. There's 286 rabbits.
Oh, my God.
And because they were living in squalor and the conditions were deemed unsanitary, cops are like, okay. So what they have to do is they had to load up all 286 little bunnies and transport them to the Sac SPCA. And that's why I say that's a fantastic story. And do you know why?
Because we like the SPCAs.
Well,
and the shelters and putting good animals into good people's hands.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. The good news is some of these 286 rabbits, they're going to end up at Front Street. There's no way one SPCA can get rid of 300 rabbits.
You haven't heard about that all-rabbit SPCA right around the corner?
Yeah, is it in Folsom?
Yeah.
What the hell's going on in Folsom with all these rabbits? Yeah, that's the good news, is I would think overcrowding and overflow.
They'll probably get a few of them, I'm sure.
Yeah, and we're just now, like, I don't know what, 10, 12, whatever, Sunday, Easter Sunday, that's going to happen on April Fool's Day, April 1st. If we could get a hold of a bunch of these bunnies, we could put them up for adoption on a Thursday. And how cool would that be to get a bunch of bunnies and have people come down and adopt them?
You've never seen a smile on your kid's face any bigger than when you get them a bunny for Easter.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
would love that.
And then it's so cute because the kids, you know, they see the little bunny and they think of it like a kitty or like a guinea pig. And they pick it up. And boy, that bunny, they hold it up to hug it. Those rear legs start kicking and they claw you like a cheetah. And they just go, rah, rah, rah. The back legs kick and they claw you all up. And then you throw the bunny down and you scream. And then the bunny's never touched again and it dies in the summertime heat in a cage outdoors.
That sounds like a bunny that may have been brought up at your household.
But Ray, hey, and there's only one way you can pick up a rabbit, because I did this.
Not the way to do it.
It's absolutely. It's how you do it. You grab them by the ears. That's how you do it. You got to hold them, and they get those back legs kicking, man, and it's crazy.
That is a sight you don't want to see.
No.
You don't hold a bunny up by its ears.
You do, unless you want it to kick you. I got my wife a rabbit one year. We named this rabbit Agatha, white bunny, and it was like, I don't know, $8, and it was a little tiny thing. This rabbit turned into like that Alice in Wonderland rabbit. I mean, it got so freaking big.
It got huge.
Oh, it got huge. You couldn't even go out to the cage and feed it. It got so mean. It would hiss.
Why?
It just, I don't know.
Because you didn't play with it.
Well, you couldn't play with it. It just, it turned into some sort of like Conan the Barbarian rabbit. It was just
evil. It got
evil.
Too big to carry and play with and let out.
Yeah, and we had to freeze these 2-liter bottles of water so you had ice they could lay on it.
I remember that. That was weird.
Like, they'd pant and they overheat. But if, in fact, we get some of these 300 rabbits over at Front Street, those rabbits won't be like that. These will be nice and loving, and you'll be able to take them in for Easter.
And here's the thing. We know how to take care of rabbits.
Well, don't do it my way.
No. His way, bad.
Yeah. I could not suggest getting a rabbit for your small ones for Easter, but I know they're going to be out there, so it's kind of cool. Just in time for Easter, they had all these rabbits seized.
I got to say, I had a rabbit for Easter given to me by my grandfather when me and my sister were younger, and I didn't have any of the experiences happening to me that you're talking about.
This was a Jefferson Airplane white rabbit. This rabbit was evil. It was evil. So if you're looking for a rabbit, just go to your Sac SPCA. Maybe someone will show up at Front Street. If they do, we'll feature them on a Thursday. 93 minutes nonstop. No, we're done.
Are we?
Yeah, we're done. Monica Lowe, she's coming in next.
We skated right through that today.
Yeah, join us for the after show today. And if you haven't seen it, last Friday we did the Lego walk barefooted.
Yeah, we did.
So that video's waiting. Joe Drive Through Diva. Back tomorrow. It is a Tuesday. Jump on Facebook and tell us where we should go. We're done. Join us at 10:30 for the after show.
Thank you guys so much for hanging out today. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Play nice.
Here's Rush. Monica's in next.